Okay, so Anthropic's big recommendation for parallel agents is just use Git work trees. One work tree per agent, each on its own branch. Boris Cherney, the guy who built Claude Code, said it's the single biggest productivity unlock from their team.
Right.
And I love this because it's such a boring answer. Everyone's looking for some exotic multi-agent orchestration framework, and the advice is literally learn Git work trees.
It's a good pattern. The isolation is real. Each agent gets its own working directory, its own branch, no file conflicts. You run 5 Claude sessions in parallel, each one's poking at a different part of the code base, and they don't step on each other.
Yeah, and it showed this whole 30 PR morning thing, like one person orchestrating 30 plus pull requests in a day using work trees and MCP. My week's been mostly reading stuff like this, by the way. I think I've consumed about 40 articles about agent workflows, and I'm starting to dream in pull requests.
Oh, that's healthy.
Very. So the article's argument is the work tree pattern works great for Git, but your runtime infrastructure makes it a problem. That's the part I want to dig into.
Yeah, and this is where it gets actually interesting. The work tree isolates files. It does not isolate your database, your cache, your message queue, any shared service. So Agent 1 is rewriting the auth flow in its work tree. Agent 2 is doing a schema migration in its work tree, and they're both pointed at the same Postgres instance.
Right, right.
The database doesn't branch with your Git work tree. So your clean isolation at the file level completely falls apart at the runtime level, and now you have two agents corrupting each other's assumptions about what the schema looks like.
This is the EP 770 thing all over again. We said decomposition isn't universally safe. If the subtasks are separable, parallel works. If they share state, each handoff adds drift.
Exactly, and work trees are the Git layer's answer to decomposition. They're betting the tasks are separable. But the runtime layer is where that bet gets tested, and most cloud-native apps have a fat shared state layer that doesn't care about your branch structure.
So who's this actually for? Like if I'm running agents on a monorepo where each agent touches a different package and there's no shared database in the loop.
Then you're fine. Genuinely, the pattern works. Spin up your 5 work trees, let them rip.
Okay.
The problem is when your definition of done includes running the thing. If the agent needs to start the server and hit an endpoint to verify its changes, and that server depends on a shared database, you need a database per work tree. And now you're talking about provisioning 5 Postgres instances per coding session, and nobody's built that infrastructure.
That's the product gap, right? The Git tooling is solved. Work trees have been in Git forever. But per agent runtime isolation, ephemeral databases, disposable environments that branch with your code, that's where the infrastructure hasn't caught up to the workflow.
Agreed. And the article's right to call this out. The work tree advice is correct, but incomplete. It solves the easy layer and punts the hard one.
Oh, come on.
What?
Nothing. That's just such an exploring next sentence. The easy layer's solved, the hard layer's unsolved, and we're all pretending the advice is complete.
Well, it's true.
No, it is. I'm not even arguing. It's just funny how every one of these articles ends in the exact same place. The interesting work is always one layer below where the recommendation stops.
That's because the easy layer is where you can write a tip on X. The hard layer is where you need provisioning and lifecycle and cleanup, and that doesn't fit in a tweet.
So if you're actually doing this today, work trees plus parallel agents, what do you do about the runtime problem?
You either keep your agents on truly independent code paths with no shared state, or you build the ephemeral environment yourself. Test containers, per work tree database snapshots, something that gives you isolation at the runtime layer. The article doesn't prescribe a solution, which is honest, because there isn't a clean one yet.
Ask us in 6 months, basically.
Yeah, ask us in 6 months.